I am changing my mind. Very strongly while I was sitting, this phrase kept coming back to me, and I could not ignore it, so I paid attention to it, and because of that, I have to change my mind. The line is, it comes from a story where there was a layman, a man who was not a monk, in ancient China. And I've been talking a lot about him recently, because someone gave me a book of his stories. And he's particularly inspiring for us today in the West, because we don't have, we're not monks, and he was not either. So in this story, he is visiting a monastery of a great teacher, and this was in the 8th century in China. And he was visiting this teacher, and this teacher, when he was about to leave, I think this story came to me because of the notion of leaving, the teacher asked a group of his monks to accompany this man, whose name was Pang, to the gate, which was a sign of great respect, that the teacher would send a delegation of his monks to accompany this man to the gate. And when they arrived, it was snowing, an amazing snowfall. And the man, Pang, looking at the snowflakes, said, "Beautiful snowflakes. They don't fall in a different place." And this phrase kept coming back to me. We use this story and this phrase as a koan. What it means, the snowflakes, each snowflake we know is different. We've looked at them under microscopes, and you can see that they're each completely different. Each has their own particularity. And each one falls in a different place. They each fall where they fall. Here, the Pang is saying, they don't fall in a different place, meaning they fall exactly in the right place. They don't fall somewhere else. They fall exactly in the right place, exactly in their place. So I give this little explanation of the story. It's very deep. Koan, as we say, and we sit with it, and we look at it, and we work with it. But as this was coming back to me, I was thinking, what is this? Why is this coming back to me? What is with this thing? And I thought, yes, it's because we're leaving, and so I'm thinking of Pang leaving. Something else. So I looked at it and I realized that it had to do with each snowflake here. And in order to appreciate the falling in not a different place, that each snowflake is falling in its place, I needed to use a practice that reveals that. in a very concrete way for all of us, that puts the emphasis on that. And the practice that we have for that is what we think of as a talking and listening practice. It's a practice of circle, in which each part, there's no hierarchy. Hierarchy, no. Each position is equal and yet different. And each falls, each position is exactly where it is. There's no beginning and end to the circle. The only way to break the circle is to leave it, but then it closes again, and it's entire again. It's always complete, the circle. And always changing. Depending where you're sitting, the circle is different. So, this practice that we have, which most of you have done before, I think, involves speaking and listening. Is there? It's okay? Well, then I should translate into Portuguese? Or so each snowflake speaks and each snowflake receives in this context. And whatever the snowflake says is exactly in its place. And the others receive it in that same way. However they receive it is perfect. In order to do this, you have to be open, however. You have to, as best you can, put aside the judgment, the chattering voice that is saying, oh, I don't like what he said, I like what he said. That's smart, that's stupid, that's uncomfortable. Also the chattering about yourself, the sound of my voice, the words I'm saying, how I'm saying it, what will I say when it's my turn? I have to find something to say, I have nothing to say, whatever, all of these things. We have to let them go and just see what arises. And my example of changing my mind, I could say I changed my heart, or I listened to my heart. This was insisting something on me, and I accepted, okay, I will put aside whatever else I thought. I had started sitting with something completely different, and then this came up. And I listened to it. I opened to it. I welcomed it. So in this practice, that's what it's about, welcoming whatever comes up. Welcoming what comes up in us when we speak, and welcoming what comes from the others when we listen. It's a practice that comes to us from the American Indians, but probably similar practices exist everywhere in many different traditions. Because it is a practice of revealing the unity and the diversity at once and opening to that possibility. So as I said, it involves sitting in a circle. We basically are. We'll just shift it a little bit. We will turn off the microphone. In the middle of the circle, we put a candle and objects, whatever each person wants to put, or you don't have to. And we use those objects as talking pieces. So when you have the piece, you speak. When you don't have the piece, you listen. Very concrete. The object is the world of form, concrete, action, material manifestation, then you speak, you give voice, you give form. When you don't have the object, immaterial, no form, receptive, you are manifesting the non-manifest, let's say, the manifestation of receiving instead of giving. Now, at the same time, when you are listening, you are offering that to the person who is speaking. So you're giving your ear to the people who are speaking. When you are speaking, you are also receiving the ear of the other. The others are listening and you're receiving that. So it's a give and take that is not fixed. There are no requirements on what to say and what not to say. However, listen and use the pronoun I instead of you or we. I'm talking about you. And we don't talk across the circle. So we don't respond. If someone says something and then it's your turn, you say, well, I didn't agree with that. Or I want to ask that person a question. The person can't respond. Their response is their ear. They're listening to you. So it's not a conversation. This is each snowflake falling in its place. And the snowflakes, as they're falling, I don't think they're having a discussion about who will fall where and who's falling better and whose crystal is more appropriate and has a better shape. You can speak in Portuguese and someone will translate for me. The whole thing can take place in Portuguese if you want to, and I will be the only one speaking English. It's fine with me, however each person feels. And if you want a translation from English, please ask for it, because it is important to receive what is being said. It doesn't have to be anything long. It's whatever is coming up for you in the moment. Nothing philosophical, nothing big. It doesn't have to be my impressions of the week. It can be. Whatever is coming up. There's no requirement for what comes up. And if what's coming up is, I'm really afraid, I don't know what to say, that could be it. If it's, I don't know, it can be anything. Whatever's coming up for you, just share it. And then we'll see. And we'll watch the snowflakes fall. We don't know where they'll fall, but they will all fall in their place. Any questions? Okay, so let's make the circle more of a...